Okay, great to see everybody.
Recording in progress.
Okay, we begin the next sugya. Usher, good to see you. We begin the next sugya, and before we do that, I want to point out the following. Number one, we didn't have a chance to mention the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Chaber Paskins Halacha Lamaisin, in Simin Kufnun Zayin Sif Yud, Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Nachman, Lamaida Palga Somach Lakula, that's Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says Lamaida Somach Somach, Lamaida Lo Somach Lo Somach, and Machaber Paskins like Rav Nachman. Let's get it down. One of the guys built the 12 Amma High, first guy, second guy, Lamaisa. Only wants it up to 4 amas, but then he builds a wall that's like 6 amas high on the way. Do we make him pay for the whole thing or not? Rav Huna says we make him pay for the whole thing. Rav Nachman says we only make him pay for what he built. We paskin like Rav Nachman. There is a Gemara in Shas, Aryeh. You find where it is in Bava Kamma, I think it is, Lamed Vov. Rav Nachman is the Baki Lumka Dedine. And it came to Choshen Mishpat areas, whatever Rav Nachman said went. So it says it somewhere in Shas, please find it in the computer. And therefore follows suit here. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman. Dan Unkel Adini. That's the lashon he uses. Dan Unkel Adini. He went out of the depth of the din. And therefore we always pass it Rav Nachman Choshen Mishpat. And that is follows suit here. Please get it down. Machaber Simukufnun Zayin. Sif Yud says we hold like Rav Nachman Al-Khalamaisa against Rav Huna. That's the first Nakud. Second Nakuda I want you to get down is that we mentioned that Rav Huna, when he said Beikavai, Beikavai, that there was a fundamental machlokes is what the topic was. What are the two possibilities of the topics? Either what? Bless you. Either Cheskas Tashmishin or what? What was the other option? Cheskas Tashmishin is the ability to use the item. What's the other option? That it's referring to what? Right, our Mishnah, correct, Nate. Our Mishnah, which is where the wall fell down. When I say our Mishnah, I mean a Hamad Aleph. The wall fell down, it was rebuilt. Did the second guy pay for it or not? Yes? So we said at that time that Rashi clearly said, like Rabbi Gershon, Lamaisa, Rashi said, in Beikavoy, we had a Machloikis. And Rashi was talking about the Mishnah, correct, Ariel? Rashi, the Balamor, Rabbi Yonah, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all said it was referring to what? That all was referring to the Mishnah. And who argued on that? The Rimegash and the Rabbi Gershom said it was referring to what? The concept of what? Cheskas Tashmishin, the ability to use it. Is that correct? We got that down? What?
The Rashbam also?
Rashbam, Lamaisa, we didn't have a comment on the Rashbam. Okay? We didn't have a comment on Rashbam Beikavai. We didn't have a comment on the Rashbam Beikavai. We did not have a comment on the Rashbam Beikavai, I don't believe. No?
Okay.
Beikavai, we don't have a comment. Just Rashi. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a Rashi. So we got that Machlokes, please get it down. Then the next piece of Gemara was what? Was Achzik Lahurdi, Achzik Lachshure. Okay? That we did yesterday, correct? Mm-hmm. But we didn't mention in Shir, we didn't have time. What is the topic of the rafters, of the thin and the thick rafters? What is the topic? So on that, let's get this a second Nakuda I want you to get in Shir today. That's a Machlokes in Rishonim as well. Who are the Shitas? Lahurdi Uchshure. The thin ones and the big. What is the case there? What is it talking about, Lamaisa? What is the topic? Right there on Vava Merala. So, we said, Lamaisa, that we didn't say, but let's say it now. There's a major Machlokes in Rishonim, okay? The Rashbam, and this is probably what you're referring to. The Rashbam, Lamaisa, the Rashbam, yes? Rashbam, Lamaisa says what? What does Rashbam say? Rashbam says Cheskas Tashmishin. The Rashbam says Cheskas Tashmishin. Okay? The Rashbam says Cheskas Tashmishin. We got that? That's what the Rishonim say. Cheskes Tashmish. Rashbam says, and the Ramban also says, that's what you think Rashi says on Amud Beis. And the Rashba as well. And Lamaisa, the Rashba writes, that's the Rambam Shita in Pirkei Lachates. So please get it down. Rashi, the Rashbam, the Ramban says Rashi, and also the Rashba says the Rambam. And the Rashba quotes B'Shem Yesh Mishomer, that the concept of Achshure and Hurdi is talking about the ability to use it. Cheska Stashmishin. Let's get it down. However, there are Rishonim that say Achshuri and Hurdi, truly, is not talking about Ches Tashmishim. You know what it's talking about? Our Mishnah. Who are those Rishonim? The Tosh Rishonim, the Ramban himself, the Rashba B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh in Simin Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, which I gave you today, and the Aliyas of Rabbeinu Yoina. And also, we'll see, I think, God willing, Blinetter, Toysis on Amud Beis, we'll see Damasco High also, even though it doesn't say it, Beferish, but I think also. That group of Rishonim, which I just stated, the Toys Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh, the Aliyas of Rabbeinu Yoina, and also Toysis on Amud Beis, Damasco High, holds that the case of Hurdi, the what? Kshure, is talking about the Mishnah. When the Mishnah fell down, the wall was rebuilt, Ariel, and the question was, you put thin or thick boards on there. Is that an indication, the fact that you let me do it, that I pay? That's how you plug it into the Mishnah. But it has nothing to do with Chesed Tash Mishnah. You follow what I just said? The Ramban himself, the Ramban said from Rashi, he didn't comment himself. The Ramban himself says it's referring to the Mishnah. The Ramban B'Shem Rashi says it's referring to what? Chesed Tashmishin. Okay? Very good, Ariel. The Ramban said it from Rashi, but he personally himself says it's referring to the Mishnah. So what emerges so far, Benji, let's get it down, that the topic of Beikaveh was what? The topic of Beikaveh was what? Was entrenched in a Machlokes Rishonim, we've shown him what the topic was. Hordei V'Kshurei is also what? Also, what is it? It's entrenched in a Machlokes what the topic is. It's very fascinating. Sometimes you don't know what the topic of the Gemara is. And this is a good example. Now, everyone's going to agree that the case we're going to start with today inside with the gutters, everyone agrees that's Cheskes Tashmishin. And everyone's going to agree the case of the mansion with the apartments on the top of Avamid Beis, God willing, which we'll get to today, is also talking about Tashmishin. The question is, Ravina, when we get to it today, talking about what? The hut and the sukkah, what topic is that talking about? What topic is that talking about? So that's a machloikas we're going to see between Toysus, excellent, Ravina Tam, who says it's referring to the Mishnah. Yes, which is interesting. Because the theme was what, remember I said from the gutter and the mansion are talking about Ches Tashmishin. Then you go back already, then you go back again to the Mishnah. That's according to Rabbi Tam. What did the Rashbam say in the third Tosis? The Maharam says the third Tosis, argues on the first Tosis, which we're going to get to. The third Tosis of Avodah Zarah argues on the first. The Rashbam is talking about what? Cheskes what? What is the third Tosis say we're talking about? According to Rashbam? Cheskes Tashmishin. Correct. Cheskes Tashmishin. That's what he says, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? That's what he says, Halach Lamaisa. So, I want you to get this. One second, Israel. You follow me? You got to get the construct of the Gemara. If I ask you what topic the Gemara's talking about. So, Lamaisa, you start from Beikaveh, so Machlokes Rishonim. You go to Kshuri, what? Kshuri Hurde, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Whoever the what, the sewage, the gutter, and the case of the mansion, that everyone agrees to Tashmishin. Yes? When you get the Kshuri the Sukkah, or the Metapala, that's a Machlokes Rishonim. Are we going back to what, the Mishnah? Or is it also continuing what, the concept of Tashmishin? You must get this down. Okay, one second, Eliezer. Now, Yosef asked me, and the Rishonim are bothered by this. If you tell me that Rav Nachman is talking about Cheskes Tashmishin, meaning the rafters, meaning the thin and the kushari and hurdi, is talking about cheskes tashrishi. What parak should it have been geographically?
Third.
Should have been a cheskes abatim, the third parak, which talks about chazakas. What's it doing in the first parak? You know what the answer for that is? It should have, if it's under the rubric of chazaka, it should have been in the third parak. Yes? Not in the first parak. So the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba answer because the first din of Beit Kavoy was said by Rav Nachman. So we're trying to record all the dinim of Rav Nachman, even though the topics are different. Rav Nachman, this is what the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba answer. That the din of Beit Kavoy was said by who? Who was it said by? Rav Nachman. Even though our Gersh in the Gemara is Rav Huna, they have a Gersh who was said by Rav Nachman. And we're collecting all the din of Rav Nachman. Even though that din of Rav Nachman, the Lamaisa, is talking about what? Even though Lamaisa, that din of Rav Nachman is talking about what? Talking about the Mishnah, but the other din of Rav Nachman are talking about what? Cheskes Tashmishim. Okay, and that's not considered to be a problem. Halacha Lamaisa, because we're collecting all the dinmer of Nachman. We're collecting all the dinmer of Rav Nachman. That's what Lamaisa you have to say. Now, this is what the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba say. Now, if you tell me that Rav Nachman, Lamaisa, if you tell me that Rav Nachman is talking about Echezkes Tashmishin, then it flows very beautifully. Then the gutter case is Tashmishin, the first case is Echezkes Tashmishin, but the Ramban and the Rashba say, no. The Ramban and the Rashba say, Leolam, the first dinner of Nachman is on the Mishnah, Bei Kaveh. The second din Lamaisa is Osik Becheskes Tashmishin, no big deal. Because we're quoting Machlokasim between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef, and therefore, even though there might be different topics, it's not the end of the world, Halacha Lamaisa. So don't be bothered by that. Okay? Don't be bothered by that. That has to always be consistent. You can actually say there's a mixing of topics, but I want you to get this clear. Okay, yes, first Asriel, then Usher. You got it?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Usher.
So, let me get this straight. So, Rashi says in the name of the Rambam that...
The Ramban. Rashi quotes the Ramban.
The Ramban
says from Rashi, and I'm sorry, that he thinks Rashi and Vavim Vezir Maska Lohavi Chazaka is talking about the Sugya of Chetzkes Tashmish. Okay? That is the Ramban says from Rashi, and it's also the Rashbam. So that's the grouping in the Rishonim to get the Pshat in the Gemara. But you got to ask yourself what topic we're dealing with, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? You have to get what topic that we're dealing with. Okay? Is that clear? We got that? Okay? We got that clear? Yes, Ruli. Go ahead.
Clarification for Rabbi Yonah. He's explaining that he says, if you're going to say that the Rabbi Nachman case in question is not, it's not speaking about Chesed Tashmishin, but it's talking about our Mishnah, then how would we then explain the following warnings about Chesed Tashmishin? And we answer that saying that that's because we're just going to continue listing all...
That's correct. We're talking about the din. We want to list the din of Rav Nachman.
So what was the second thing you were saying? The other issue. I mean, if it's about Chesed Tashmishin, the Ramban and the Rashi, can you see that one more time, please? We said the Ramban quotes Rashi as saying that...
The Ramban quotes Rashi, okay? Yeah. The Ramban says it's nearer from Rashi, Lamaisa, that the din is that Aksik Lahuri is talking about Cheskes Tashmishin. That's what the Ramban says from Rashi. Okay. That it's talking about Cheskes Tashmishin, okay? So it's talking about Cheskes Tashmishin. Fine, it's talking about Cheskes Tashmishin. But the other Rishonim that say it's not talking about Cheskes Tashmishin, that it's talking about what? It's talking about the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
The other Rishonim say it's talking about the Mishnah. So the Rishonim that say it's talking about the Mishnah, Lamaisa, they say that if it's talking about Cheskes Tashmishin, it shouldn't be here. It should be where? In the third parak.
Okay, fine.
That was their Echreach.
He's raising the question.
That was, and then we're responding to that by saying it's not so big deal. We're just collecting all the dinim of Rav Nachman. Okay? That is the give and take. Okay, Eliezer, go ahead.
What was the
Masolkis
again by
Beit Kaveh? What is the topic of Beit Kaveh referring to? Is it referring to Cheskes Tashmishin, the ability to use it alone, or is it going back to the Mishnah, which is
also,
what?
It's also the same, part of the same Masolkis.
Yes. Every case in the Gemara, I'm going to say it one more time, guys. I want you to get this. Then we got to go fight through the Gemara. Again, the topic of Beit Kaveh is entrenched in a Machlokis. What's the Machlokis? Is it talking about Cheskes Tashmishin, or is it talking about what? It's talking about our Mishnah. The case of what? Hurdi and Kshure is also entrenched in a Machlokas. is it talking about Cheses Tashmishin or a Mishnah? The gutter case is definitely talking about Cheses Tashmishin. The case of the mansion is definitely talking about what? The case of the mansion is definitely talking about what? Cheses Tashmishin. The case of Ravina with the Kshurei, the Sukkah, and the beam of the hut, is that going back on the Mishnah? Or is it also talking about Cheses Tashmishin? That also is a machlokes in the Rishonim. Okay? We got that, Chlor? Okay. Fine. Let's begin the Gemara now. Okay? We're up in the Gemara, which is Amar of Nachman. Okay? Everyone got it? Vav and Aleph, the first long line. Okay? We got that? Let's see inside. Lamai Sariel, you want to read today? Okay, let's go. Go ahead. All right? See the first long line there, okay? All right, you want to open up the little window a little bit, okay? You want to open up that one towards me. It's fine. Just a little bit. Go ahead. Vavu min Aleph, where we left off. Amar of Nachman, Azik l'Natfei. Go ahead.
Okay. Amar of Nachman, Azik l'Natfei, Azik l'Shitfei.
Okay, what does that mean? What does Natfei mean?
Natfei means...
Natfei means...
Drops.
All over the perimeter. The guy has no problem having water go into his plot of land. Around the whole perimeter. That's what Natfei means, dripping. Go ahead. If you allow that, then you allow what? Shafte. What's Shafte?
Pouring water into one place.
Pouring water in one place from a what? From a gutter. Yes? Pouring water in one place. If he allows it all over his plot, he allows it in one place. Go ahead. That makes sense. If you go to Shifte in one spot, you're not giving him the ability to go all over. That's the sheet of Rav Nachman. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead. Rav Yosef Amar. He says no. Once you allow him to do anything, that's fine. Once you allow him to give water in one spot, you've opened the door, and therefore you're allowing any water anywhere. Okay?
Yes.
Fine. That's the sheet of Rav Yosef. Who did the Rush say we paskin like? Who remembers? What'd you say? The Rush?
Rav Yosef.
The Rush said, I think, the Rush said like Rav Yosef, no? The Rush said like Rav Yosef. Yeah? Okay, go ahead. The Rush and Simeon Yud Gimel said we pass like Rav Yosef. Go ahead. Yikad Amri, Aleph Dalet.
Okay. Yikad Amri, Amar Rav Nachman.
What does Yikad Amri mean? What does Yikad Amri guys mean? Second version, yes? Second version. Let's translate second version. Yikad Amri. If you give him what? Shifre, which is what? A gutter spot. You also give him what? Around the whole perimeter. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Lenatve. You give him the whole perimeter. Of course you give him one spot. Aval. That's if you have willows on this. If you have willows on this, you see this? There's a bunch of water that gets what? Gets stuck up there. And if the water comes out in buckets... Even though they're only in this picture, drops, but it's going to be buckets around the whole thing because there's so much water that got stuck in there. So since there's so much water that got stuck in there, Lamai said that he's not willing to what give you permission to drop buckets of water around the whole this whole plot. Come on, that's too much. But what does Rav Yosef say?
Rav Yosef Amar, Avilu Sripa Diurbne Avod.
Oh no, Avilu Tzuburbne. Period.
Yeah.
Rav Yosef says it allows even that, yeah. And we pass him like Rav Yosef. Okay? Yeah. Says the Rush. Go ahead. Rav Yosef paskin like that case, but Zriva Durbin, he said it was good. He paskin like that. He did it. Alach
l'mais. Who did
this? Rav Yosef himself was asked this Shiloh. Rav Yosef did this himself. Ovid. What does Ovid mean? He did. Ovid Rav Yosef means he did it l'mais. He did it himself. He actually did a maisa. There was a guy who came in front of him who had this permission. He said, you know what? You can do everything you want. You can pour out what? Arva, and it's fine. It's mutter. He actually paskin like this case, halacha l'maisa. This is a story. A story is called the Maisa Rav. There's a story that illustrates that shita. That's what the Yad Ramah writes in Osnun Zion. We paskin like Rav Yosef. Okay, we rely on a story. The Gemara is trying a story to bring out we paskin. The Ramam and says like this, Perachas halacha vavav, Hashkenim and Shulchan Aruch says, Sivu Kufnun Gimel Sif Yud. Okay? Are there any Rishonim that paskin like Rav Nachman? Yes. The Mordechai. Let's get it down. The Mordechai in Simin Tov Ayin seems to paskin like who? Rav Nachman. But we don't. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh, they all hold like Rav Yosef because of this story. Okay? Very good. Now, Lamaisa, please get this down. Okay? Rashi, let's see Rashi inside. You're doing a great job, Ariel. Four lines at the bottom. Let's see inside, guys. Hachi Garcini. Go ahead.
Hachi Garcini.
Four lines on the bottom in the middle. Go ahead. So he has a chazak, he has permission, the chutz of his friend, to drop from his what? To drip down from his roof rain, make shamim lesocho on the whole length of the what? The roof below Marzit. Doesn't mean on the roof itself, but it means what? The whole length of the roof around the whole thing. Yes? Around the whole thing itself.
What does Marziv mean?
Marziv is a gutter. Okay? Marziv is a gutter. Notice that it says without a gutter. That's without a gutter, right? Not fizz without a gutter. Go ahead. Aksik.
Aksik l'shifte. In brotzo oze merza. V'yiknach.
V'yiklach. V'yiklach.
Sorry.
So if he makes a gutter.
V'yiklach.
All of the water will flow down from the roof in one spot. Go ahead. That's much better for the Baal Chatzar, because the water is consecrated in one place, concentrated in one place, and therefore it's fine. Not consecrated. Concentrated in one place. Go ahead. Ikadamri.
Shardiel, which is also,
branches, it means shrif, like a branches. Shadril balaz.
Shemaksin oso be'anfe arba.
It's like a little hut. Shrif's like a hut that you cover with branches of arava, willow branches. Vahainu what? Urbani. Urbani are willow branches. Okay, so it's a small hut. Go ahead. Umitoch?
Umitoch she'atipin semuchin me'od ein balagazir yakul.
And since the rain is so much, the water is so much thick there, the balachatzah will not be able to use anything what anything below it. The balachatzah will not be able to use anything below, because there's so much rain that's going to fall down, it's going to be inundated, he won't be able to use anything. Okay? He won't be able to use anything. But the Gemara Paskins know, he's willing to, once he opens the door and he allows stuff to be used, he allows it even for this. Okay. Rashi says very clearly that Lamaisa, there's a lot of water, and this Shita holds that he won't be able to use it. If you look in the Rabbeinu Gershon, let's get it. Surfa d'Urbani is not like a roof that's Mechaseb Edapin, Shem Boilin Mayim. El Surfa d'Urbani is made from a gag of what? Gemi. Piles of what? Piles of gemi, of rubber, or of sticks, that they cause it to flow a lot, and the water doesn't sit there. And therefore, Yochel Lakev Alof. And therefore, Lamaisa, the water, what? The water, Lamaisa, flows down there. So, the Rabbeinu Gershom then gives a second shot. They were talking about a regular roof that drips down water to two sides. But the gag of Trifa de Urbani is made in a round roof, and the water drips Mikolat Stodim. So, the second shot of Rabbeinu Gershom is that a regular roof drop, only the water drips on two sides. But gag of Trifa de Urbani is made in a round way, so then the water what? The water drips on all the sides. So it's much worse. That's the second shot of Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay? That's the second shot of Rabbeinu Gershom.
What was the first one?
The first shot is that it's made from a roof of agudo shel gemi. Kind of like gemi or sticks. So it causes a lot of, the flow is a lot. The water doesn't stay there on the roof. It doesn't get absorbed, lemaisa. Okay, and therefore, he says this is way too much. It's kind of like you develop like a bridge or like a teepee already. It's on top of the what? On top of the roof, and the water flows down in a great volume. The water falls down in a great volume, and he says that's way too much. So that's a little bit different than Rashi. Rashi just said that it was there's thick drips, thick drops, and Lamaisa, the Baal Chatzar can't, you know, live under those, can't use his plot or his lot because of the thick drops. Rabbeinu Gershom's first shot is it's going to flow down because it's like a what? Like a teepee in a sense. And the second shot of Rabbeinu Gershom is that it's round. And therefore it's round, it's going to cover all the sides, whereas your usual roof, it's only going to drip down from two sides. This causes it to drip from all the sides. Okay, so this is the pshat, Lamaisa. Okay, this is the pshat according to who? According to Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, good. Right there now in the Gemara. So this is definitely talking about what? Cheskes what? What's it talking about? Cheskes Tashmishin. No doubt about that. It's talking about Cheskes Tashmishin. Go ahead now. New Dinna. Go ahead. Ariel Amarod.
Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Amazker Bez Lachavero Bibira Gedola.
Right.
Mishtamesh Bezizo Bekasle Ar Arba Amos.
Right. The Vach says Bixalo Bezize. He flips the words. Ad Arba Amos. Go ahead. And the thickness of the wall, b'makom shenagu, right? So in other words, you have a huge what? You have a huge mansion. Okay, let's get it down. You have a huge mansion. You see this? Huge mansion. And there are different apartments that the guy's going to rent out.
Left side or right side?
Right here. Right where my finger is. You have a huge mansion with different rooms that he's going to rent out. Is included in the rent these usages, these protrusions, where these pictures are, where these zizim. Are you allowed to use, is that included in the rent? Are you allowed to use that? So what does he say? Notice it says up to Arbamos. You see that? Up to Arbamos, you're allowed to use these protrusions. Okay? Up to Arbamos, you're allowed to use it. It's part of the rental. Go ahead. And you're allowed to use the thickness of the wall. You see the thickness of the wall here? See, there's a pot that's resting on the thickness of the wall. See that pot there? Where I'm pointing out here, there's a pot on the thickness of the wall. You're allowed to use these things as part of the rent. Go ahead up to our mamas. Go ahead. About what? Oh, but you're not allowed to use. Take a look. You see in the beginning of the lobby, there are these flowers. You see in the beginning of the lobby, there are these flowers. You see the wall before the flowers? You're not allowed to use those. Those are for decoration and decorative purpose. That's not part of your rent. You're not allowed to use that. Go ahead. Rav Nachman, go ahead. What does Didei mean? What does Didei mean? No, himself. Because he quoted earlier who? Rabba Baravua. Now he himself disagrees with Rabba Baravua. What does he say? Afilu what? Even Tarbis Aftani you can use. Ava what? But however, the plaza in the back, you see the plaza? You see the Rechava? The backyard, that's not part of your usage, your rent. You can't use that. Go ahead. And who argues? Beautiful. And he says, even you can use those, no problem. You can even use that. You got that? So there's different degradations that we assume, Allah Lamaisa, that you can use it without a problem. Okay?
Ovea Kotel
is the thickness, Eliezer, of the wall here. There's a wall in the back and it's thick that you can put something on top of the wall, like a pot. Now, what does it mean in the Gemara? Let's get this down. So the different shittas, how many shittas are there?
Three.
Correct. We paskin like Rava. You're allowed to even use the plaza in the back. Right? That's the way we paskin. We paskin even like Rava. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? We paskin even like Rava. Who said that? The Rush. The Ilchasa Kerava. Simin Yudala. Get that down in your notes. The Rush and Ilchasa Kerava. Now, what does it mean? Before we see the Rashis, what does it mean? Be'ove akosu be'makam shenagu. What does that mean? Usher. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Yonah says the Chiddush is b'makom shenagu rishai lishtamish bovei akosel. We're talking where the minig is, you're allowed to use the thickness of the wall. But if there's no minig yadu, if you don't know what the minig is, you're not allowed to use it. It has to be the minig makom. Then Rabbeinu Yonah asks, why did the Gemara just say you're not allowed to use it? In the Mele, we would know it's talking about a case where the minig's not known. Just like it said in the Reisha. What did it say in the Reisha? What did it say in the Reisha, Sruli? It's mutter to use the protrusions, yes? Yeah. That's talking about when there's no minig yadua. So why don't we talk about stam? Why don't you just say very simply that you can't use the what? You can't use the ovea kosel. That's when the minig's not known. When the minig's known, you can use it, then you can use it. Why does the Brisa, what is this, a Brisa? What is this? No, it's a member of Amoraim. Why does it have to say it in this way of Ovea Kosa Ubiminig? Right. And in the Minig? The Rabbeinu Yonah asked this question. Jake, why does it have to say it in that way? Just say that like it did in the Reisha. Zizim can be used. So these can't be used. And we know we're talking about in a situation where the Minig is not known. Why does it have to focus on the Minig is known to use it? That's Rabbeinu Yonah's question. So he answers like this. Please get it. He answered, the Gemara knew that there were places that it was a minig to use Ovea Kosel. That's why I wrote it in this Nusa. It was well known. The Aliyas of Rabbi Yonah says it was well known. It was well known that they used the thickness of the wall. That's why I wrote it in such a way. That's the answer, Rabbi Yonah. Then he continues. Rav Shlomo Shatz Pirish Lanu B'Makom Shenagu Bale Batim Atzmam Lishtamish Bo Ovei Akolso Afke She'ein Maskirin Mishtamshin Bo Asoichrin. Then he quotes from Shlomo Katz. I'm sorry, Rav Shlomo Shatz. Rav Shlomo Shatz, another Rishon, gives another answer. You know what the Chiddush is? You follow what the Balabatim do. If the Balabatim use these protrusions, you rent out those protrusions, the renter also has that ability. Whatever the Balabatim do. It's not referring to the minig to rent out. It's referring, this is what the Shlomo Shatz says, the Rabbi Yonah quotes, and the Ran says the same thing. The Kamash Mlan is not what Lamais. It doesn't mean the minig is to rent it out. The minig is the Balabatim use it. If the Balabatim use the Ovea Kosol, they're also going to give the schus to the renter as well. If the Balabatim themselves don't use it, they're not going to be makning the schus. And the Ran says the same thing. The Kamash Mlan, get it down. It's b'makom shenagu Balabatim themselves to use the thickness of the wall. Then Lamaisa, they're going to be makna diskus. But do not masber it that it's the b'makom shenagu to rent that out. That's cheating. If the minig is to rent that out, then you don't need to tell me that it's mutter for use. If that's part of my rental, then obviously it's mutter to use. That's not what it means. It means is the minig of the Balabatim to do it. So the two teiruchim that kasha. The first answer is what? That since it was known to the Gemara that there was a minig in communities in certain places to use the thickness of the wall, they wrote it in that nusach. They just didn't write it stam. The zuzin are mutter to use. Why don't we write it? It's usher to use the Ovea Kosel. And we know we're talking about a case where the minig is not yedua because it was already known there were minig. There was places where what the minig was yedua. That's Rabbi Yonah's answer. The second answer of Shlomo Shatz in the Ran. That it says b'makom shenagua and nagu doesn't mean that the minig was to rent that specifically. It was the minig of what Balabatim do. If the Balabatim rent it, if the Balabatim use it, then that'll be part of the rental. If the Balabatim don't use it, then it's not part of the rental. That's why it wrote it in such a way. Okay, those are the two answers to that kasha. Yes, Sruli.
Well, why does minig come into play here at all? Since we're talking about general rules across the board, like why would we use minig? If it's for these answers, why would we use minig only in this unique case?
Because it was well known that there were places that the minig used this. That's why I wrote it in this manner. The Gemara knew there were places that it used it, so it wrote it in that manner.
Why does that matter if they use it?
Because they wanted, they're talking practically. The Zamaroyim is paskening
him. No, I know, but it doesn't seem consistent. The inconsistency doesn't seem to make sense still.
Must be that in this situation, the thickness of the wall, there was a minig. There was no minig by the other things. But there was a minig. That's why it's stated it explicitly. That's the theory of the Shlomo Katz. Shlomo Shatz.
The opinion per se about whether or not you can use the Ziza and the Kotel itself are not about like objective dins. Like there is
no, there's no minig by those. That's why there's objective dinin. But here there was a minig. Maybe there was no minig by the other things. Here there was an existent minig by the thickness of the wall. That's why I presented it like that.
But in a case where you wouldn't know the minig, what would you do?
You would not be able to use it. Only when the minig is you use it is it okay.
But what if you don't know then?
That's why it's also. That's why I just said. When there's no minig, it's usher. By the zizin, it's mutter. By the ovea kosel, it's usher. By saying makom shenagu means only in a place where makom shenagu is a mutter. Where there is no minig, it's usher.
And if we said low, then what would we have thought?
What do you mean say low?
If we had said no, then you can't use it, the implication would have still been, and if minhag, well, you can't use it, you can't use it. Meaning,
if you say low, you think that's not talking about a minig. You think it's always usher. Doesn't want to say it in that manner.
But even with
there is no minig that existed by zizin. The minig only exists by Ovea Kosel. And it writes in a way that if the minig is by Ovea Kosel, then it's mutter. But if there is no minig, it will be usher.
Yeah, but...
So what's difficult?
I understand the first part, but I'm saying I'm not sure why. If there's no minhag, you're in the same situation as you are with the Ziza and the
Kosel. No, Zizin is mutter.
I know the din is different, but I'm saying the situation is like... The same way with Zizin, I don't know... So
I understand, but it wanted to point out that in the case of Ovea Kosel, which normally is usser, if there is a minig that it's mutter, it is mutter. And it points it out. Because there is an existent minig. There is no existent minig by what? Zizin. So Zizin is always mutter. Ovea Kosel will be usser where there's no minig. But where there is a minig to be mutter, it states that it's mutter. You follow me, Shruli?
Yeah.
That's the Chiddush. Yes, yes, Yosef, go ahead.
Does it mean the modern Yosef, does it mean the Baal Batim do it? Does that mean they do it?
When you have a mansion, do you use the protrusions for your pitcher? If you do it, then you rent out that room, that's part of the rental.
Well, so what are we talking about? Not the protrusions.
And any usage of the thing. The thickness, any, whatever they do. Whatever they do.
Everything?
Yes, everything. Whatever they do. Whatever they do. Allah Almighty. Whatever they do, whatever their meaning is, the Baal Batim, they use the Ovei HaKosel. Let's say it's Ovei HaKosel only. Ovei HaKosel. Do they use Ovei HaKosel? It's only talking about Ovei HaKosel, let's say. Do they use Ovei HaKosel, then it's part of the rental. If they don't use it, then it's not part of the rental.
The rental or just for themselves?
No, do they use it in their own house? Do they use Ovei HaKosel? Okay. So when they rent out that space, that's included in the rent. That's the answer. Yes, Eliezer.
What's four levels again by Tizim and...
Up, remember we said up to the lower, up to Arba Amos up here. That's where it's used.
So they only have the bottom four.
Yes, they only it's only used in those situations where it's up to Arba Amos.
And what specifically about like if there's like a lot of rooms like rooms specifically that they would be allowed to rent out? Like it's per room, not per.
Yeah, per room. Each one, let's say, has these things. You're able to use it up to Arba Amos. Okay, it's part of the rental. Okay, all right. Let's see Rashi now, Ariel. Okay, come on. We got a lot to do, guys. We got to get the Ravina. Go ahead. Let's see Rashi's from the top. You got it, above them and base. Ariel, you got it? Go ahead, Ariel. I'll be with Gedoyle. Go ahead. Tanos.
Sorry.
Yeah, Tanim. You're right. The Bach changes it to what? Doesn't the Bach change it to Tanim?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Totally right. Tanos, but he scares Lazak ahead.
Actually, some say kitnios. I don't know why you would say kitnios. Kitanios. Oh, kitanios, not kitnios. We're not talking about legumes. Kitanios. Some have the gifts of kitanios. Or some have ketonios. Okay? So there's four different ways.
Dramatically,
it's zachar. Yeah, okay, chadarim. Chadarim is zachar, so it should be kitanim. Okay, go ahead. Iskir what? You're right, it should be zachar. Go ahead. Iskir what? Yeah, start again the Rashi. Bira Gedolah.
Bira Gedolah. Beis Arub Me'od Vechilug Misoko LaHarbe Chadarim Ketanim V'Yizkir LaZeka Mehen Hari Zem Yishtamesh Bekosle Bekuri HaKoslim Al Pnei Orcho Mibakutz Ad Arba Amos.
Right. Afshalo what?
Afshalo Keneged Beso U'Bezizim Hayotzim Mekosle.
And the protrusions as well you can use as well. So you can use the wall. You can use the protrusions, right? If you look in the Mukhi Yosef, I think the Mukhi Yosef has a different picture. He has it like inside. It's like a hallway. You see that? There's a hallway. And outside the doors, you have the ability to use. But it's not a nafkamin. It's just a different way of being masbir at halacha
l'maisa.
I don't know if it's indoors. Maybe it's outdoors. But it's kind of like an alleyway. That's the way the Mukhi Yosef has it. Okay?
It also translated as a hallway.
What did you say?
The Talmud of Yado, like the
oh yeah. I think this is saying that it's a. I think this is saying that it's a indoor. It's like an apartment building inside.
Yeah. Was there a gina outside?
There's no bira gedola. The bira gedola. What is they're arguing? What is bira gedola? Who's just talking about the gina? The gina is in the front. In the front of that. In the front of that. Okay, the front of the apartment building. Okay, the front of the apartment building. Okay, go ahead. Ubaove Akoso. Oh, talking about the thickness of the wall, if he what? If he rented what? What's Aliyah? Aria, what's Aliyah? The second floor, the attic. So the guy's on the second floor, remember that's why I said he's pointing to what? What is he pointing to? The pot over here. He's on the second floor, so he wants to use that pot. Go ahead. Why don't you use the thickness of it? Go ahead.
Ava, Baterbas Avdami Lo, Derek Boni Bira Chashubaleaniak Lo Keneged Pesach Trucklin.
Trucklin is the main hall, right? A Chashub, go ahead. The main lobby.
A Chashub Sheba. Ka'ain Dina Katana Le Avdam.
Chashub Sheba.
Ka'ain. Ka'ain Dina Katana Le Avir, the Olin Ba.
Deshoim, it's like a small garden lavir, right? It's like a Kain Ginik Tanalavir for the airspace. And there is what? The only about the Shoyim means that there's grass there. Go ahead. It's a beautiful flower apartment in front of the what? flower garden in front of the building. Go ahead. You have no permission to what? To hang things on the wall there, because the tar bits is not, it's not, you can, can't walk in and out. So therefore, since you can't walk in and out, you can't put something on the wall there. Okay? So it's a very nice thing in front of the lobby. Kein gina ketana lavir, right? It's for space. Lavir, it's a gina ketana lavir. I guess lavir means for space, right? You have space there. So you can't put anything by the wall. Okay? You can't put anything on the wall. Let's see the next Rashi. Go ahead. Aval what?
Vagok b'she'al kori abasim. Kol hekef she'al kori abasim karui rakba.
So he says the whole hekev of the backyard is called Rechava. In front of the batim is called a chatzer. What does the bat say? The bat says what? Ain our chava. It's not rented out lishtamish. Okay? It's not rented out lishtamish. Fine? So that's the chiddush of Rechava b'achorei abatim. Okay? That's the chiddush of Rechava b'achorei abatim. That's the chiddush. Now I just want to point out that on the case of the gutter, the Mugiosa has a little bit of a different cases. Let's just get it. He says if you're asked to elevate the gutter, you were given the ability only to lower the gutter. Now you want to raise it. Well, there's a lot too much water that's going to come down. You follow me? The Mugiosa has a different picture of the gutter.
What Shifchi was
for what? Sphira?
I mean, you know, the whole point of the Gemara was not to what? You had a lower one. He was given permission to have the water go from the lower one, and he wants to what? Put it the higher one. There's going to be much more water. So the Mikiyosu says that's not acceptable.
Shafta is the higher one?
Yeah, there'll be much more water. That's Shafta. Yeah, there'll be much more water. That's the way he says it. Or he says, if you look at the Mikiyosu, we saw, let's say you're only rainwater. He wants to use it for laundry water. Laundry water is disgusting. It's soiled. So you can't switch it. Lamaisa, you only have permission for one, for the make shaman. For rainwater, you don't have permission to go to make shaman. And let's say in this situation, there are situations where you are given for both. So it depends on what the makam is. Let's say you have a bunch of pipes. Some are for kfisa, some are for rainwater. In that situation, it's fine. It depends, Lamaisa, what your situation is. He gives a few different examples, Lamaisa, the Nimki Yosef, about when we assume you have permission for one, do you have permission for other things as well, halacha Lamaisa. He says if you have a one guy in the first floor, one guy in the second floor, and the second guy in the second floor wants to build a third floor. So it depends if you have permission or not, Lamaisa. If they build it totally anew together, then yes. So the Mukiyosu gives you various other examples, Lamaisa, in Pshat and the Gemara. Okay? So this leads us down to the next piece of the Gemara. Go ahead now. Amar Ravina, go ahead. Let's get this, guys. Go ahead. Amar Ravina.
Amar Ravina, hai kishura de metalalasa. I don't know if I said that right.
That's a beam. Hai means that. This is said by Ravina. That beam de metalala of the shade. Of a hut. Metalta means of a hut. They're using just for shade. Go ahead. Until 30 days, not a chazaka. Because I let the guy have shade for 30 days. I'm not makbid. Go ahead. After 30 days, it's a what? It's a chazaka. Because I should have told him, you know what? Get out of there. But I didn't, the fact I didn't protest, there must be he paid for it. Or I gave it to him as a gift. And we're done. Go ahead, be what? If it's a sukkah of a mitzvah, then you have 7 days of sukkahs. It's not a chazakah, because I want him to sit in the sukkah. So I let him use my what? My wall as a supporting wall. Basar shiva though, go ahead. After 7 days, I should have told him to get out. If I let him stay there, it must be that he must have paid for it already. And therefore, it's a chazaka. Go ahead. What happens if you put cement on the thing? Immediately, it's a chazaka. I should have gone nuts. I didn't go nuts. Must be it's good. Okay. Let's get this now. The Gemara says, as I said in the beginning of Shir, what is the topic? Is it talking about Chesed Tashmishin or not? Or is it talking about going back on the Mishnah? And you're using the wall as a supporting beam for what? For the sukkah. Okay? So that's where Ravina is, a machlokes in Rishonim. Let's take a look at the top Tosis. Go ahead, Haik Shuru. Now you'll ask me, Rebbe, what? How do you know if this thing, Orin, is used for a hut? For shade, Orin, or is it used for a sukkah? I want you guys to get this. The Perish Chai says beautifully. Let me ask you. You see this? You see this blanket? Is a blanket good for sukkah?
No.
If you sit under a blanket, are you Yotze? No. Obviously, why are you using the blanket? For shade. That means metalkala. What happens if I have schach over it? What am I using it for? Sukkah. Exactly. Okay? That's how you discern what the structure is being used for. Okay? So, what is it talking about? Look at the top tesis. Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
The Amas Nisim.
You read the Dibra Maska. Haikshura.
Sorry. Haikshura Dima. Metalalasa.
Go ahead.
Okay. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The Amas Nisim Koi. The Ajol Shun Yom Lo Hade Kazoga the Hade Bekeska Shalom Nasam Mikan the Ela. Hade Bekeska Shanasan. The Azi Jabber did Kas.
Dinakte.
Dinakte.
So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Get it down. What is the case of Ravina going on? It's going on our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Do we assume the guy paid or not paid? Well, let's plug it in. Until 30 days, we assume the guy hasn't paid. But if it's 30 days and the guy hasn't said anything to him, it must be that he paid. And it fits in that it's mentioned the first parak and not where? Not the third parak, because it's not talking about Ches Tashmishin. If it's Ches Tashmishin, it should be found where? In the third parak. Therefore, it's in our first parak, it's commenting on the Mishnah. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Interesting. Oh, so let's get this. According to Rashi, Rashi says that we are talking about Cheskes Tashmishin against Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Look at Rashi. Read the Rashi. Go ahead. Let's go. Guys, look inside.
Okay.
What does Rashi say? Lo avechazaka. Go ahead.
Lo avechazaka im samcha al kosa kavera.
It's not a chazaka, liton.
Liton. The lomer
paisaiticha. Paisaiticha. I gave you money, I can use it forever. Right? He can't make that claim. The whole what?
The whole tlosin yom and lo kapid inish velo machi sover.
Yeah, people aren't machmed. I'm not going to protest. Sover chavre.
Sover chavre is zorig letzal
vilayamin. My friend needs the shade. Go ahead.
Vilayamin mu'atim yitalnu
mishal. And after, you know, for a certain amount of days, he's going to take it away. So I have no problem with that. Let it for 30 days. He needs a shade. He's going to take it away. However, the what? The sukkah what?
The cave into
what? The cave into
Shavke Allah Yosher Mina Sorga.
Since he left it there more than 7 days, Havale what?
Havale Lamakui.
You should have protested. Since you didn't protest, what does that show? Since you didn't protest, what does that show? That shows that what? That he must have paid for it. So it's a chazakah. So what do you see from Rashi? What does Rashi say? Oren, get it down. What does Rashi say? Let's get it down. Does Rashi say it's talking about the Mishnah or is it talking about Tashmishin? You guys tell me, what does Rashi say it's talking about? It's talking about Tashmishin. Let's get it down. Rashi says what? We're not talking about the Mishnah at all. We're talking about usage. Payment for usage. Right? The case of Shura Dimitaltala. Dimitaltala. The case of Shur Dimata, Rashi says Tomar Cheskes Tashmishin, and Rabbi Natan, his grandson, says we're talking about what? We're talking about the Mishnah, which is who built the, did he pay for the wall that was collapsed? That's a Machlokes Rashi Tosis, right here, Lamaisa. Now, I have to tell you, Lamaisa, Rashi says Tomar Cheskes Tashmishin, Rabbi Gershom, and the Rashbam also says the same thing. Rashbam also says the same thing. Take a look. Read the third Tosus, please. Go ahead. Ariel V. What? Navi Chavre. The third Tosus on Nomen. The third Tosus. V. What?
The E. Chavre Betina La Alser. Have Kazaka. The Omer of Ben Shmuel de Kaskus de la Ayo Love de Shlo Shonen El La Alser de Kedel Rino Hacha.
What does he say, Rabbeinu Shmuel? Who's Rabbeinu Shmuel Rashbam? The Chazakas of above are not what? 3 years. What are they? What are they?
They're immediate.
And what is it talking about? Exactly. Get it down. Rashbam and Rashi say it's referring to what? It's referring to Cheskes Tashmishin. So what is the Maran? I'm going to write down Rashi v'Rashbam. What does the Maran say? That the third Tosus argues on the what?
The first
Tosus. Because didn't the first Tosus Rabbeinu Tam say it's talking about the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Yes. The third Tosus argues. Rashi and Rashbam say it's talking about Cheskes Tashmishin. Nate, you got that clear? It's clear. The first and third Tosus, I want you to notice that. The Maran on the bottom of the Tosus points this out. Oh. Now, let me ask you. You remember yesterday we went through all the shitas about Ches Tashmishin? You remember that? Remember there was a sheet that said you need 3 years? Correct? Who was that sheet that you said you need 3 years? Do you remember?
There's the Riona and the Rosh.
Oh, the sheet that it says you need what 3 years was what? Rabbi Yonah, the Rosh? Taisach of Gimel Shem Rabbi Natan. Let me ask you. How do you read this Gemara? Does it say 3 years?
No.
What does our Gemara say, Yosef? Excellent.
Okay.
It says what? La'alter, if it's the cement, or it says 30 days. How do you read the Gemara? What's the answer? It's not referring to Ches Tashmishin. Excellent. It's referring to the Mishnah. Get that down. Beautiful. Beautiful. If you hold like the Rishon to say you need 3 years. Oh, how do I read the Gemara? It doesn't say 3 years. It's not talking about Ches Tashmishin. It's talking about our Mishnah. It's very sharp. No, Nate? Oh. Now, the Nemuk Yosef quotes Rabbi Natan that says you needed 3 years. It's Rabbi Natan Lashitaso. Rabbi Natan says Ches Tashmishin needs 3 years. So how does Rabbi Natan learn our Gemara Asher? What does he say, Rabbi Natan? It's not referring to what? Ches Tashmishin. What does Rabbi Natan say? It's referring to our what? To our Mishnah. It's Rabbi Natan's L'shitaso. What we just said fits Rabbi Natan beautifully. Mamish beautifully. The Rosh says the same thing in Simon Yadal that I wanted you to see. You need 3 years, so how do you deal with our Gemara? You don't need 3 years. What's it talking about? Our Mishnah. It's talking about Ches Tashmishin. The Balamor, though, has a line. The Balamor has a line. I want you to get it. The Balamor, one of the Rishonim, great Rishonim, all the Rishonim, Achronim are great, Balam and Seirim. They say you need 3 years. So how does the Gemara say it's a Chazak after 30 days? Listen to this. Unbelievable. He says the 3 years start after the 30 days. The 3 years start after the 30 days. That's how he reads the Gemara. When does the clock start for the 3 years? After the 30 days.
What does that even mean?
That's how he reads the Gemara. If the Baal HaMor says you need 3 years for Ches Tashmishin, if the Gemara is talking about Ches Tashmishin, right, then how do you read the Gemara? So one answer we've been saying is what? It's not talking about Ches Tashmishin, truly. What's it talking about? Our Mishnah. You know what another answer? It is talking about Ches Tashmishin. But when we said 3 years, the 3 years start after what? The Gemara is just saying, when do we start the 3 years? After you've had 30 days. The Gemara is, the Gemara doesn't say explicitly the 3 years. It's self-understood. It'll be a chazaka if you count 3 years from now. That's how you have to read it into the Gemara. You start counting the 3 years after the 30 days.
What are the 30 days? What are the 30 days for that?
What are the 30 days for Lamaisa? To make sure that what? To make sure that it's being what? That you understand that, you know, he's on the same page. But Ches Tashmishin always need 3 years. You're saying why you need 30 days for it at all?
I'm saying what is the 30 days doing now? I don't understand what that's accomplishing.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I always like my friends to have shade. So, up till 30 days, I'm fine with it, but it's really mine.
I understand. What do you mean by the clock?
You need 3 years of Ches Tashmishin to prove it's yours. When does that time start? After you've already been using it for 30 days. You need 3 years and 30 days. You need 3 years and 30 days for these Ches Tashmishin because I am a very nice friend and I like my friends to have shade. So once you finish the 3 years, the 30 days, then you can start upon your pathway of 3 years, proving that it's your thing. So you brought it out very well, Ariel. It's basically 3 years and 30 days and 3 years.
If Shimon were to protest from on year one and a half,
yes,
it would be.
He has 30 days plus the 3 years. Till that end of the time, he can protest.
Why did the Balamor say it like that? Why do you say
Because I'm saying to you need the 30 days. 30 days I'm always fine with. You're saying, why is the 30 days not part of the 3 years?
Why did you just say 3 years and 30
because
days?
Because I think you need to get out of that realm of, you know what, I'm fine with what? I'm fine with the shade, but I need 3 years from that point to really prove it's mine.
Okay.
In other words, you need 30 days to get out. You're saying that let the 30 days be part of the 3 years? 3 years, we don't assume like that. First, get out of the realm that what you're not, you know, you let a guy do it for 30 days. But that's what he wants to say. What's the other answer that he gives? The answer I've been saying all along. What's the other answer? That it's not talking about Ches Tashmishin. We should talk about what? Our Mishnah. Correct. Yes, Nate.
Is there a difference between the 30 days and the 3 years, or it's all the same? Like you're saying.
On a timeline, you have 30 days, and then you need 3 years from the end of the 30 days.
Halakha beats all the same though. It's all just the same time.
No. It's 3 years and 30 days. Correct.
No difference than 3 years.
No. You need the span of time of 3 years and 30 days to establish chazaka on this one hut.
The difference is that Shimon has a different mindset when in the 30 days and the 3 years.
But what I'm saying, because the first 30 days he's fine, maybe it's still mine, but I'm just giving you shade. But once you pass those 30 days, then he has to sit on it for 3 years, and I let him alone.
So 30 days is done. I'm okay. I'm sure.
It's like the time period, yeah, because you can't prove it. So I need another 3 years from that point. That's a way to solve it if you say it's talking about Cheskes Tashmishin. The way easy way to do it, it says not talking about that. It's talking about the Mishnah. Yes, Yosef.
The whole point of Cheskes Tashmishin is that give that time in order that the person doesn't say anything.
Right.
30 days, why is that?
Right, so that's what you're asking Ariel. So why shouldn't it be included in there? So I'm saying, Lamai said that it's still murky. It's a murky time, and you want him to get out of that. Then you need 3 years to establish it.
The whole time is a murky time. That's why you need 3 years in the whole play.
I understand, but I'm saying it's even more murkier when you talk about this notion of Tashmishin. So you need to get out of that, and then you need to be 3 years like you plug into a regular din. That's the way I'm saying
it.
Because it's a whole Safa. I'm saying it's more than Karka. It's more like it's even murkier than Karka. So you need to get out of that 30 days and then have a clean 3 years, 100%, which is you should have protested and you didn't. The first 30 days didn't protest. Okay? That's what we're suggesting. Yes, Ruli, go ahead.
Why doesn't the Balamor and others just say that Ravina just doesn't hold by the 3 years and that's fine?
It's a good question. It's basically what Yosef was asking to answer this question. They held chazaka can only be established with how many years? 3 years. I don't care if it's karka. I don't care if it's tashmisha. You always need 3 years.
So why can't they say that Ravina disagree with them? I mean, why doesn't
they need that? That's their shita. So they want to plug it into all the shitas in the Amoraim. They want to plug it into all the shitas in the Amoraim. So we paskin like Ravina. Ravina is the last generation of Moira. We paskin like Ravina. So you want to fit into their sheet to Lamaisa, right? We pass them like Ravina Pashup Shot, okay? All right. Okay, so this leads us to the following, okay? Let's get this, okay? So we have this what? We have this Machlekes in Rishonim, what it's talking about. Let's do now, and let's get this Chiddush, Ariel, the second Tisis, guys. Look at Sai. Look at the second Tisis. Okay, go ahead. Wow. Okay, let's get this down. What does it say? What does it say in the Gemara here? A Chiddush? That for 7 days, if it's a Sukkah to Mitzvah, Aryeh, what's the din? You have 7 days, it's immediately a Chazakah, right after 7 days. Last time I checked, the Gemara says in Sukkah, then Vavim Beis, the three sheet is what we do on Shmini Atzeres Binyam. What do Ashkenazim do? What do Ashkenazim do on Shmini Atzeres? So some say we don't sit in the sukkah at all. Some say we sit in the sukkah and we say Leishiv Sukkah. And the third sheet is, which is what we paskin, is Mesiv Yasvin and Loma Varchinin. We sit in the sukkah, we don't say Leishiv Sukkah. That's the Minig Ashkenaz. Okay, Hasidim don't do that. But that's based on the Gemara of Sukkah. What daf? Mevavim in base. Yes? So Toysa says, I can't understand this Gemara. Why 7 days is it immediately a chazaka? Don't you need it? Don't you need it for the 8th day? So he says lav dafka. It means really what? It really means shmini atzeres. It's lav dafka. Yichavre ad shiva yom is lav dafka shiva. It doesn't mean 7 days. It means even 8 days. Because on shmini atzeres you can't take down the sukkah because you need the what? You need to sit in the sukkah. Yes? That's what Toysa says. I can't hear you. What?
He doesn't say need it. He says he can't take it down.
Yes, you can't take it down.
Because it's yontif.
Right, but I'm being masked to you also. Why? Because you need to sit in the sukkah as well. That's Taisa Shita. No, we're gonna get to it, Lamaisa. We're gonna get to what you're saying. Because get down in your notes. The Yad Ramah argues. Let's get this. The Yad Ramah in Os Nun Tes argues. The Yad Ramah argues and says the Gemara Dafka meant 7 days. The Gemara Dafka said 7 days. Why Dafka 7 days? Even though the Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Chesem Anaf that it's usher for a person to destroy your Sukkah on the 7th day, why is it usher to take down your Sukkah on the 7th day of Sukkahs? No, why is it usher? Because you still might what? You still might need to eat in the sukkah. You're not allowed to take your sukkah down. You're asking me a Rebbe, or are you saying, Rebbe, you're not allowed to take things down. Yes, you are. Let's say you have nowhere to eat, the Gemara says in sukkah. Let's say you have nowhere to eat. And the only way you can eat is in your hut. You better disqualify your sukkah and what? Take it down. You're allowed to do that. The Gemara says, Beferish, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to what? Because you have nowhere else to eat. Get that down. So even though the Gemara says what? That in sukkah you're not allowed to take what? Your sukkah down the seventh day because you still might need the sukkah to eat lunch there. Or a snack at the end of the day. But once Ben Hashmashos comes, when you know you're not going to eat anymore there, Aryeh, is it mutter for you to take down your sukkah? Yes. Why is it mutter to take down the sukkah? I thought you're not allowed to destroy things on Yom Tov. What's the answer? I have nowhere else to eat. And I can't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because I'm over Baal what? Baal Taisiv.
So where does he eat if he takes it down?
I eat in the place of the hut.
With the opening? Or
yes, with the opening. Because no longer a kosher sukkah. So please get that down. Nate, let's get this down. Taisus, we just said, says 7 days dafka. Because you're not allowed to what? Take it down. You're not allowed to take it down. Why aren't you allowed to take it down? You're not allowed to take it down. Shmini Atzeres, because you need to sit in it anyway. You need to sit in it anyway. You're not allowed to take it down. Lo yuchalistor. So he says, can't mean 7 days. It's got to mean 8 days. So it's lav dafka seven. The Aramah says, that's wrong. We are referring to what? We are referring to Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramah. Says the Ad Ramah, the Ramah, with the hay. We're dealing with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, how many days do they celebrate Sukkot?
7 days.
Excellent, Yosef. And therefore, I can't take it down when? During the day of the seventh day of Sukkot, because I might need to what? I might need to sit in the Sukkah. But when should I be able to take it down? Ben Hashmashos. The fact that I don't take it down, the fact that I don't take it down, I don't protest the guy, shows that it's what? It's really his. He paid for it. Isn't that amazing? That shows he paid for it. Again, let's get this down. It says how many days for a sukkah to mitzvahs in a chazakah? 7 days. Tulsa says it can't mean seven, it's got to mean eight. Because why? Because Ashkenazim sit in the sukkah anyway in Chutz Lartz. So you can't take it down anyway. I need the sukkah. That's what he means. He doesn't mean halachically, are you? You follow me? You thought it meant you can't take it down because it's also to take down the sukkah on Yom Tov. Why does Tosafot say, lo yuchol listor? He says, because I need it to sit the next day. You understand what I'm saying? I need to sit in it the next day. So if I need to sit in it the next day, that's why it doesn't mean seven. It means eight. After 8 days, it's a chazakah. If I don't protest right after what Shmini Atzeres to the guy. Right? Correct? Halachol amaisim. Yes? If I don't protest to the guy, if it's the only place I need to eat, I'm allowed to take it down then. Yes? I'm allowed to take it down. Now, what does the Yad Ramah say? The Yad Ramah says it's not eight. What is it?
Seven.
It's seven, exactly. He's talking about B'nai Eretz Yisroel. Now, why am I not allowed to take it down on Sukkot? Because why? Because I still might need to eat on the seventh day in Sukkot, for lunch. But if I'm right near B'nai Shmosh, it's the end of the seventh day, I know I'm not going to eat there anymore. I'm allowed to take it down, Mamaisa. Why am I allowed to take it down? Because what does the Gemara say in Sukkah? I have nowhere else to eat. Let's say the case is I have nowhere else to eat, and I need to disqualify the Sukkah so that what? So that I can eat there in Shmini Atzeres. But I should have protested at that moment. And I did not protest. And therefore, since I did not protest, Mamaisa, therefore what? Therefore it must be that it is his Sukkah that he paid for it. Or he paid for the rights of it at least. And that's the chiddush that we want to bring out. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out. That's the pshat of the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah argues on Tosafot, says it means davka. It means davka 7 days. And it's talking about the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And if you tell me it's davka the 7 days, what do you mean? Don't I need to sit there the 8th day? No, I'm talking about Eretz Yisrael. They don't sit there the 8th day. Right? It's done, Sukkot. Sukkot is done then. You follow what I'm saying? Sukkot is over then at the end of the 7 days. Now, Lamaisa, shouldn't I have protested in day 7? No. Why? Why shouldn't I have protested in day 7? Because why? It still might need the sukkah the rest of the day. But when Ben Hashmashos comes and I know I'm not going to eat anymore, I'm not hungry, I know I'm not going to eat at that time, then I should have protested right then and there. Because it's mutter for me to take it down right then and there. Why is it mutter for me to take it down right then and there? It's mutter for me to take it down right then and there because I want to prepare for what? I want to prepare for Shemini Atzeres. Because I'm not allowed to sit in a sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. It's Baal Taisif. So I'm allowed to take it down. And if a guy's in there sitting there, I should yell at him. The fact that I didn't yell at him shows that it's his. That's the chiddush of the Yad Ramon. Yes, yes.
Why would we choose that case? I mean, why would you assume now that just because there's a case you can dig up where he would even sit out there for all? You're saying always on the seventh day you're allowed to show the sukkah.
Yes, you are allowed.
Under the possibility of the
yes, you are allowed to what? That's what the Gemara says. You are allowed to what? You are allowed to get rid of it. I'll read you the lashon of the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. I'm allowed to make it. I have nowhere else to eat. That's the case.
Only in that case.
Okay, but therefore I'm able to do that, Lamaisa.
In every case?
We assume that that's the case. We assume that that's the case. Okay. It's a Lashon to Gemara. We assume that that's the case. Let me read you the Lashon. And we assume that that's the case. This is what he writes. Beferish the Yad Ramah. Okay? Let me read you the Lashon that he says it. Okay? He says like this. He says, when is it us to take the sukkah down? When it's 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's mutter to get rid of the sukkah. I thought you're not allowed to do this in the Rabbana. I thought you're not allowed to do this in the Rabbana. It's like, Zayra, you're allowed to do. But not a malach of the Rabbana. Steer is a malach of the Rabbana. What's the answer? No, I'm allowed to get ready. I'm allowed to get ready because I need to be able to eat. Otherwise, it'll be over. He says, the Gemara says, Shimei lo makom lecho b'shmini atzeres, mutter lefsol asukka, pochas bar ba, v'ocho sham, shebelo ze asur lecho sham mishum bal taisif. Muchach im kein shebesof, ayom shvi mutter lefarik asukka. It's mutter for me to what?
Because I can.
Disable the sukkah because I can get it ready to go. I can get it ready to go because I want to be able to have somewhere to eat halacha l'maisa. So if that's the case, I should have protested immediately when the end of the 7 days came. And since I didn't, it's a chazak. So what's the machlokes now? Between Tais and the Yad Ramah. When the Gemara said Yom Shvi, what does it mean? Tosa says it's lav davka, the eighth day, because it's talking about even b'nei chutz l'aretz. And you can't take it down because I need to sit in the sukkah anyway in chutz l'aretz. What does the Yad Ramah say? It's talking about davka 7. But what? It's talking about B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And why is it Dafka Chazak at the end of 7? Because of B'nai Shmosh, I'm allowed to take it down. Why am I allowed to take it down? Because I have nowhere else to eat in Shemini Atzeres. And if I sit under a sukkah, kosher sukkah, I'll be over Baal Tosef. So I'm allowed to mess it up. So if I'm allowed to mess it up, why didn't I yell at the neighbor right away? Must be that he paid for me the use of it. That's why it's Chazak immediately. This is the Machlaikis Lomaisa. This is the Machlaikis between the Tais and the Yad Ramah. One second. Let's just take this a step further. So the Pnei Shlomo writes, let's get it down. The Pnei Shlomo writes, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch wrote a sefer about Basar called what? The Pnei Shlomo. So the Pnei Shlomo writes that according to the Ravid, you remember that Ravid we had? What does the Ravid say? What does the Ravid say? We didn't have the Ravid yet, but we're going to get to it. God will believe that. The Ravid says, he says you're given 7 days after the 30 days. You know what the Ravid says? The Ravid says we're talking about the Sukkah, is that Derek to also give him 30 days. But when did the 30 days finish? When did the 30 days finish according to the Ravid? During Sukkot. So you need another 7 days after that. Please get this down, the Ravid. It's a new sheet. The 30 days ended on Sukkot. In Sukkot. First 2 days. You need another 7 days, Binyamin. Atzir Machak. The Gosh Hashri there. Who's the Gosh Hashri? In the side of the Rosh quotes of Machlokes. By a sukkah, a mitzvah, do you need 7 days only? Or is it 7 plus the 30 already that finished? Shrul, you'll ask me, Rebbe, it's not in the Gemara. That's how the way you read the Gemara. 7 after the 30. Is it only 7 or is it 7 after the 30? So I'm saying, if you hold like the Ravid, Tosis Kasha doesn't start. What did Tosis ask? What did Tosis ask? It should be what? Tosfos says it should be 8 days. No, it doesn't have to be 8 days. It's 7 days because the 30 days is finished during Sukkot. You add another 7 onto the 30 days. So according to the Ravid, the Kasha is what? According to the Ravid, the Kasha is answered very beautiful. According to the Ravid, Lamaisa, the answer is very beautiful. That's what the Pnei Shlomo wants to tell you. Halacha Lamaisa. The 30 days were from before Rosh Hashanah, whatever it was. 30, that's when it started. It completed in Sukkot. You need another 7 days after that. It's like the opposite of 30 days and then 3 years. Whose shita was that? 30 days and 3 years. Whose shita was that? That was the Baal HaMor. What does the Ravid say? 30 days plus 7.
Interesting.
30 days plus 7. So it's an interesting way I read the Gemara, because when usually you read the Gemara, you think the hut needs 30 days, and a sukkah of mitzvah needs how many days?
7 days.
No, it's not true. A sukkah of mitzvah also needs what? 30 days. It just needs another 7. Please get that down. We have two collector's items, the Baal HaMor and the Ravid. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, according to the Ravid, that's Kasha's answer. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. Lamaisa, this leads us to the following. What is the Kavanah of the Rashbam? Lamaisa. The Rashbam, we didn't read inside, but let's say it outside. Okay, and then if we have time, we'll read it inside. We'll read the beginning of Shir tomorrow, Netter. The Rashbam says, why is the Chazaka Miyad after 7 days, and the Hut is only after 30 days? What's the difference? Because a hut is for shadow. And people are makbid on their friends. Let them use shadow for 30 days. No problem. But a sukkah of a mitzvah, we usually take down immediately after the chag. And since the lemaisa wasn't taken down, the Baal HaKosel lemaisa is afraid he's going to leave it up there for many years. Right? He's going to leave it there for many years. And he's not comfortable. So he should have started yelling at him. He should have started yelling at him. But he didn't start yelling at him. So it must be that he paid for it. That's the difference between the shade hut and the sukkah of mitzvah hut. That's the answer of the Rashbam. The Rabbeinu Yonah gives a different answer. What is Rabbeinu Yonah's different answer? Again, let's get it down, man. What's the difference between a sukkah of mitzvah and a sukkah of a shade? A sukkah of a mitzvah, the derech is to take it down after sukkahs. This guy doesn't take it down. Must be that he paid for it. He's going to use it for many, many years. So you should have yelled at him. You didn't yell at him. Must be it's his. He paid for it. Whereas a sukkah of a shade, you let him stay there for 30 days. That's Rashbam's difference. Rabbeinu Yonah gives a different chiluk. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? That a stam sukkah for shade, people let their friends there for 30 days. Mashenk in a sukkah of mitzvah, you only want your friend to use it when what? When he's fulfilling the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah's done, it's not the derech to let him stay there for a shadow. You want him to get out of there. You can for sure use it for a mitzvah. Once the mitzvah's done, forget about it. So Rabbeinu Yonah gives a different shot. Rabbeinu Yonah says the shade is for 30 days. But a sukkah of mitzvah, like the Rashbam said, the derech is to take it down. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the derech is to let him use it for the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah's man expires, you want him out of there. You're not going to let him stay there for a shush. You should throw him out. Lemaisa. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah's distinction. You follow me? Again, what's the first distinction? The first distinction is the Rashbam. That the derech after the mitzvah is done is to take it down. And you didn't yell at him. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that the mitzvah is what? The Rabbeinu Yonah says the mitzvah is lemaisa to keep him there for the whole time of the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah expires, lemaisa you don't let him stay there for a shade. Now the Ravid in the Shidim Gubetzis and the Yaramah give the answer is that the derech of a sukkah is also 30 days, but here the 30 days finish b'toch the chag, and you have 30 plus 7. You have 30 plus 7. So in other words, it finished b'toch achag, the 30 days, but yet you want them to have the whole days of the sukkah. So it's, you know, the 30 days end like the first or second day of sukkahs, you give them another 7 days. And the Gosh Ashri quotes this machlaikas. Is it 30 plus 7 or not? Is it 30 plus 7 or is it only 7? That's a machlaikas in the Gemara. Is it considered to be only 7? That's the simplest of the Gemara. Or is it 37? Is it 30 plus the 7? That's the 2 days in the Gemara. Let's read that Rashbam inside. Go ahead, Ariel. Okay, look inside where it says Tosfos. You see where it says Tosfos? Again, we have it. I think this is the third time we've had it. No? Yes. Remember we had 2 times on Omer Alf, it said Tosfos and Rashi? That's Rashbam? Mm-hmm. You made the story, Tosfos on the middle, on the bottom, and now we have it on Omer Beis. Go ahead. Where it says Tosfos. Go ahead.
I think there's two. Okay, here, Tosfos.
Yeah, go ahead. Right, he's going to use the what? The derech is the kovei the sukkah the sorah kol hashanim. He wants it right. Hilkach. Right. The low dami la what?
The low dami la sukkah.
The matatlos of the shade. The low what?
The low avikazaka atlos and yomim.
It's only made for shade.
Sukkah zu.
There it is. Sukkah is made for what? This sukkah is Latzarach Kol Yom Hashachag Shebekol Hashon Asa. You know what they used to do in those days? Do you know some people that keep their sukkah up the whole year? Are you familiar with that? And then they put the schach on only for sukkahs? So that's what he's saying is. He's saying this guy did that, Lamaisa. He's saying this guy did that. And since that's the derech of Likvoa Sukkasa Latzarach Sukkah Shekol Hashana, they didn't take it down. They used to leave it there the whole, they would use it the whole year. Therefore, miyad after 7 days, it's a chazakah. Because at least the shade, Lamaisa, was done for a shade. So therefore, Lamaisa, this sukkah, Lamaisa, people use the whole year, and they're not miskaven to take it down. So he should have yelled at the guy. He should have yelled at the guy. Oh, this guy's going to take my sukkah forever. Then you should have yelled at him right after sukkahs. You didn't yell at him. Must be he paid for it, and it's his forever. It is his forever. Because Lamaisa, the derech was to keep the sukkah. You know, normally people usually take it down. Some people leave it up. But if some people leave it up, then you should have yelled at the guy. Must be that he paid for it. And it's his forever. So either you say that the sukkah ends because of the zman of the nitzalek or ben yonah, or it's the derech usually to take it down. This guy didn't take it down. Must be he's going to use it for good. And some people actually do use it the whole year. They leave it up the whole year. They just put the schach on, you know, 30 days before. Or you could give the answer was 37. It was not 7, it was 37. And you could give that answer as well. So what emerges is, let's get this, and we'll close with this, that Lamaisa, Elias, you asked me after Mincha and Lamaisa? Okay.
Basically, what's the difference between Rashbam and the Rabbi Yehuda?
Rashbam says the derech is to take it down. And this guy keeps it up. Like, there are some people that keep it up. Rabbi Yehuda says the Zman of the Mitzvah is over. He focused on the Zman of the Mitzvah. And the answer of the Rabbi is 37. So the last Nikud I want you to get is this Gemara Ravina, which brings up Sukkah de Matatlasa. What is the topic? Cheskas Tashmishin according to Rashi and Rashbam, according to Taisa Rabbeinu Tam, it's talking about what? It's talking about what? The Mishnah. So it brings you back to the Mishnah. It's like we can't get away from the Mishnah. We had gotten away from it with the gutters and the mansion with Cheskas Tashmishin, but then Ravina brings it back to the Mishnah. That's a very interesting way to read the Gemara. But you have to keep in mind, guys, what topic is going on in every line of the Gemara. Every new case. How many cases do we have? Beit Kavoy is one. The beams are two. Kshuri and Huri is two. What's three? The gutters is three. Four is the mansion. And five is the sukkah. Five different dinim. The first two is entrenched in a machlaikis. Right? What'd you say?
The hut. That's the sukkah.
The hut is the sukkah. Same thing as the hookah. Okay. The sukkah is the hut. You're right, Nate. That's the same thing as the sukkah. The metalpa is a regular hut for shade. Sukkah the mitzvah is for the mitzvah. So there are five dinim, right? The first one was what? Beit Kavoy, machlekes. What's the second one? The rafters, machlekes. What's the third one?
Shafanar.
The gutters, everyone agrees, tashmishin. The fourth one, mansion, everyone agrees, tashmishin. Fifth one, again, a machlekes. Three and four, no machlokas. One and two, machlokas. Five, machlokas. Okay? Surely you got me?
Yeah.
That's the pshat in the Gemara. Comes out of a beautiful Kiddush. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. Okay, tomorrow early we do Chol Parsha. And then also we end Shir with a little bit of Parsha too. I think tomorrow, Thursday,